strengthening relationships with our European allies. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden in Brussels, where he had a full day of meetings with NATO and G7 leaders to discuss next steps in dealing with Russian aggression in Ukraine.
The president is building on what he talked about right before he came here to Europe, where he warned about a new world order being formed, because he's giving us new details about a private conversation he had with China's President Xi, specifically about teaming up with Russia. The president says the U.S. is ready to welcome 100,000 refugees from Ukraine and will put $1 billion towards helping refugees who want to stay closer to home in Europe. He is not saying how the U.S. would respond to a chemical weapons attack in Ukraine. He's just saying that it would be a response in kind.
Fox's Peter Doocy in Brussels. Ukraine has accused Moscow of forcibly taking hundreds of thousands of civilians from Ukraine to use them as hostages to pressure Ukraine to give up. The Kremlin claims the Ukrainians are being evacuated willingly. Major decisions in Arizona affecting gender identity and abortion rights are in the hands of the state's Republican governor.
Arizona lawmakers passed a ban that prohibits abortions past 15 weeks of pregnancy. The bill, as written, has no exceptions for rape, incest, or medical emergencies. Governor Doug Ducey opposes abortion and has signed every anti-abortion bill that has crossed his desk. He also has two other bills to consider. One bans gender reassignment surgery for minors. The other outlaws transgender athletes competing on girls' teams. Governor Ducey has not committed to signing either bill.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Republicans claim they want to protect the integrity of women's sports. Nebraska Republican Congressman Jeff Fortenberry has been found guilty of charges he lied to federal agents about a $30,000 contribution to his campaign. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A defendant in a lawsuit related to the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School is a no-show again.
For the second straight day, Alex Jones missed a deposition in a defamation lawsuit filed by relatives of victims of the 2012 mass shooting. The InfoWars host and conspiracy theorist claimed the killing of 20 first graders and six educators at Sandy Hook Elementary was a hoax, but Jones has since acknowledged the shooting did occur. Lawyers for Jones on Wednesday said he didn't appear because of an appointment for an undisclosed medical condition, the judge warning Jones he would be in contempt if he failed to show up again. Jones was found liable for damages last year, and a trial to determine how much he should pay is set for August. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Census data shows 2021 was the slowest year of population growth in U.S. history, with major cities reporting big population losses.
The report shows the number of people dying rose substantially because of the pandemic and a drop in immigration, while Americans left to bigger cities for smaller ones as housing prices skyrocketed. New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and San Francisco lost a total of 700,000 people in the first year of the pandemic, from July of 2020 to July of 2021. Phoenix, Houston, Dallas, and Atlanta gained more than 300,000 residents total. Data shows Americans even headed to places like Boise, Idaho, and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. A decade ago, the Bureau says the opposite was true. Americans headed out of rural counties seeking urban living. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Average long-term mortgage rates jumped again this week as the 30-year loan rate climbed to its highest level since January of 2019. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on the 30-year loan jumped to 4.42% from 4.16% last week. The increase comes after the Fed last week increased the key interest rate, which it had kept near zero since the pandemic recession struck 2 years ago, by more than a quarter point. Wall Street, after a day of choppy trading, stocks ended the day higher, the Dow plus 349. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.